football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale pre-match interview. Time to go inside the Cats camp with a man we love talking to. He spends that much time on K-Rock. He is now actually part of staff and will get invited to the Christmas party. He wore the number 9 in more than 270 appearances in the hoops. James Kelly standing alongside our very own Jason Doherty.
The Sporting Globe too, Cal. So it's very nice.
I actually wouldn't mind seeing what happens at the K-Rock Christmas party.
Well, Ben normally is the number one ticket holder, so we'll get to him shortly. But significant night for the club with Paddy's 350th, and a little bit of a US sort of theme as well. How's the week been for Pat?
Yeah, I think it's been pretty good. Always with these sort of milestones, you're really conscious of letting the player just have the week that they want to have. You don't want to overlay your expectations or, the club's expectations and overly promote it and all that sort of stuff. Pat will promote it himself well enough. He doesn't need our help. But, the player just sort of works their way through the week, and there's always a lot going on in the background. There's people coming out of the woodwork and all that sort of stuff. Family you got to take care of. So we just try to keep it really normal in-house, which we do generally anyway, but try to more so for the player on a week like this. But, there's been a real sense of appreciation for Pat this week for us. Scotty talks about it a little bit about, especially as coaches and staff, how privileged we are to have someone like Pat in the building. He spoke about it when Joel retired, when Hawk retired, when Isaac Smith, Zach Tui, and Paddy with his 350th, and Mitch Duncan recently as well. So those sort of guys, Scotty's really big on just sit back a little bit and just appreciate what's in front of you every day, because it goes really quick, and eventually we won't work with people like Pat, and you'll be thinking, how good was it working with him? So just appreciate it while it's there.
There is the underlying fact is there's still a game of footy to win, and against the Lions, it's going to be a cracker game.
Yeah, it will be. Every time we play Brisbane, it's a good contest, particularly sort of the last 4 or 5 years. They're a really good team. There's contrasting game styles, which I think is always really interesting when we play them. They're generally 6 ahead and 6 behind at each end. We like to sort of unbalance the numbers and play a bit more of a formation, so it's always a really good challenge. Two really good contested teams, two really talented lists. So, it's exciting. You come down here to this ground and... it's a different ground and all that sort of stuff. So it's exciting for us to just play a good team. And we always see these opportunities, just an opportunity to keep the sword sharp.
Cal, thanks for joining us. Kingy Cassinilti up in the K-Rock box. No Sam DeConing. Is it just as simple as blitz shuffles back behind the footy?
Yeah, we've got blitz there. We've got Jack Martin as well that can play as a defender. Mitch Duncan can play as a defender. So within and amongst all those sort of guys, we can do that. There's been times also where we really like Max at halfback as well. So in and amongst all of that, like most of the time, blitz will be down there, particularly with their sort of talls, although Gardner's out, so maybe Hipwood has to go and play down back, so they might be a little bit shorter forward. But, you guys will pick that up when the game starts. But... we've got blitz, but we also have other running options if it's a bit of a greasy night, which it seems to be a little bit down here.
Now you lead me into, is it four to the footy where you think you can get them? They are undersized down back. You did touch on Hipwood maybe going back behind the footy with Gardner not playing, but is that an area you've identified that, if we can get enough ball in quick enough that it's going to suit?
Yeah, yes and no. If you get ball in a straight line to Harris Andrews, you're in a bit of strife. He'll just kick it laterally, which is amazing. He seems to do that every time. But if you kick it in straight lines to Harris Andrews, he'll give it to Zorko. He'll give it out to Lockie Neal at the open side. Fundamentally, that's the way they like to play out of the back half, and obviously find a few marks if they can. So, with the way we want to play, we always, and everyone would say against Brisbane, you try to move the ball off the line a little bit and unsettle them that way. If we bring the ball to ground, Grine, Closey, Tyson, Pat, when he's down there, Jez is an unbelievable ground level player. So that's sort of the mode for us on a bit of a night like this.
James, it's Ben Cassinilli. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. What have you liked about your team across the last, this season, but particularly across the last 5 weeks?
I think the boys have always got a really healthy understanding of where they're at. And there's been times throughout the year where we've won games and still haven't played our best. We've lost games, definitely haven't been at our best. But what always impresses me with this group is they just rock up to Monday, every Monday, try to get better. They work with us, with the coaches, with everyone, trying to, just keep the team moving forward. And the last few weeks we've been pretty settled with selection, which always helps. But the flexibility in the team to be like, okay, well, this week Max Holmes is out, Bailey Smith steps up. Next week Bailey's out, Max steps up. You know, sort of things like that, where this group just constantly just sort of just keeps evolving week to week and just help each other out. And like, we play a full team system, and I think in the last sort of 5 weeks that's been really evident.
Is there any player that sort of surprises, perhaps not the right word, but, you know, surprised you the way they've developed across the course of this year from pre-season through to now?
Yeah, it's a hard one. You see him every day, so you're not overly surprised. But I think maybe a few people have talked about this, and I know Scotty talked about it during the week, but I've been surprised as to how well Max and Bailey have gelled together and worked together. They're two really unique players, sort of similar skill sets, metres gained, high run, high speed, all those, that sort of stuff. But having two of them side by side, and we don't see a lot of them trying to get the same ball, which sometimes can happen. So the way that they've gelled and worked really well together, and then the way that Tom Atkins has just got them by both ankles and keeping them both on the ground is like, that's never should be understated as well. So I think the team's moulded really well, but particularly led by those two guys, where they just play footy and take their turns when they need to.
Inspirations Paint Grovedale, what's your next project? 138 Torquay Road, Grovedale. Speaking with Cats assistant James Kelly, here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Oh, evening, James. Good luck tonight.
Thank you, Merrick.
Hey, just a couple of quick things. You'd actually be a really welcome addition to the K-Rock Christmas party. I've been to a couple, and some of the things that I've heard you are capable of, that'd be great. You'd entertain us, so I'll give you an invitation.
Well, someone's going to help you with your short arms and long pockets, don't they?
That's interesting, actually, because I have a reverse memory of you. Anyway, we'll move off that. But I was taught by the best. Evening, Mickey's next door to us over there. Kel, the other end of the ground, right? So in the middle of the ground, it's going to be a really good contest. Both teams going pretty well on the clearance stuff.
Yep.
Some of the listeners would have heard you talk about Brisbane like to keep 666. Yep. You like to upset them a little bit, unbalance the numbers. We know that one of the areas that over the last probably 6 weeks, line's a bit inconsistent. They're struggling to keep the footy inside 50. Yep. Can you explain to the listeners what you mean about unbalancing their numbers and how that, what I just said there, might play in this evening?
Yeah, so the easiest one is, you know, the old school pulling a wingman back from the stoppage and having him play as a defender. So you're playing 7v6 behind the ball. So a team that that plays 6v6 ahead, they like that because they have representation ahead of the ball. It's even numbers. The forwards can just fight essentially, well, not essentially, but actually just sort of man on man. So if you bring an extra number back, all of a sudden that can sort of upset the apple cart. And the art of coaching a little bit is reading the game and do you sort of put a smaller ground level player back, or do you try to free up Tom Stewart and have a bit more aerial power? So those sort of things are sort of what we talk about, you know. And a team like Brisbane have been so successful playing this way for a long period of time, it's way easier said than done, and everyone tries to do it to them. But it's sort of the mode you have to go to. If you just stand there, try to beat them heads up, 6v6 v6 everywhere, in a heads up battle, you're going to have your work cut out for you. So like I said before, like, we play a team system and an all over the ground system, so that's the way we like to play. It's in direct contrast to the way they like to play. So that's the arm wrestle of the night. And, yeah, like I said, it's easier said than done, but we'll just try to keep the game moving a little bit and see where it ends up.
Cal, in depth as always, really appreciate your time on K-Rock Footy. Good luck.
Cheers, guys.
Christmas
so much.
Party's a toga party this year too, Cal. So
toga, yeah.
Get your flannel and sheet ready.
Yeah. The sandals. You wear sandals.
Yeah,
too,
I love bro. Sandals. Yeah. They're sandals and a toga. The sheet looks good. Good luck. Yeah.
Good luck, Cal.
Nah, good on you guys. Right. Thank you.
James Kelly joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale, our pre-match interview. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.